Blog Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is your Broad Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California. This is the message of concern, Broad Talk radio station. We thank you for coming. We pray what we have to say tonight will be some benefit to you as well as us, as well as the world we live in. We're here to straighten out the problems if we can with the help of Almighty God, Allah. What problem is that? The problem of holding God up as a man, and God came in a Caucasian image, not no white image, because Caucasians are not white. God ain't made no white people. He would have said it in Scripture. He said that if you do right, he'll wipe your soul white as snow. An evil man and an evil woman's soul have been white as snow. So there's no white people. So we here and say there's no black people. The word black, it means absent of light. And when you get through hearing us tonight, you know is no light is missing. We are human beings that God created. And all the ingredients in every good human being is on this earth is also in us. So we're here tonight praying to Allah to guide us, to guide our tongue, only allow us to say those things that need to be said and those things that never should even be said. Keep them out of our mouth. Only Allah can do that. Allah is the best of guys. So we here tonight because we once upon a time, the word Allah couldn't even enter our mind or our lips. If it did, we would lose our whole self. We'll be destroyed for saying Allah. You know, the same people you call white, they say it's impossible for you to read because you're 3/5 of a human being. And then at the same time they said that if they catch you reading, they will kill you. What kind of people is that? It's the same people that you are being misguided with called white people. There's no such thing. There's only human beings. And they hadn't been human beings. They are now just reaching that status. So we're here tonight to pray first for the world to get back in order. And only Allah can put the world back in order with the help and the people that want it back in order. So we have to pray. And Allah has given us prayer. And one of the prayers that Allah has given us to acknowledge him or to respect him, is Al-Fatiha means to open. And we want to open this talk up right. So we're going to first say it in the Arabic language. Then we will say it in the English translation. Inshallah, going to be God's will. First we'll say it in the Arabic language. Arabia, it goes like this. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa bilahi tawfiq. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim. Walad-dallin. I mean, we seek protection from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. The best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world is peace. As we say it like this in the Arabic language again. As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean God peace be unto you. It means God peace be unto you. That means obligate me as well as you to keep the peace. And that is what we need, peace. In the streets and throughout the world, because people want to kill each other because they don't know the peace and they don't know who God is. They've been lied to about who is God. We as Muslims, we love Jesus Christ. He was a prophet of God. How can we not love a man that spoke the truth or was chosen to bring a message? Chosen to be a prophet. How do you not love a person like that? And we believe that Jesus Christ was a prophet. And he prophesied. He said one will come after him, and that one will come after him will lead us in all truth. And some books they call his name. But he was saying that he had to get out of order for Prophet Muhammad. Ibn Abdullah to come unto you. So we know that that was prophesied. And Prophet Muhammad that had to come, he came. 1,443 years ago, he came into the world. And he brought the final revelation to us. And now we have the final revelation that fell, come back to us. Imam Washuddin Muhammad. He helped us with that because we have called the second resurrection for the first experience we had with Islam, the so-called Islam. It was a military religion. We thought just like the Christians did, that God was a man and light skinned man too. But that has been changed. We see God. We know we supposed to worship God, as he said, in spirit and truth. You can't see truth. You can't see spirit. But it also said God put the sun up in the sky. And that sun don't fall down. And we know no man can put no sun in the sky. So that described God right there. He has power over our imagination. We can't imagine how that sun got in the sky. But that sun is making things grow, giving everything its color, keeping us warm, keeping us what we can see during the daylight hour. And it rotates around the sun, the moon, everything, the planet rotate around the sun. So we thank Allah for the knowledge and the wisdom and for the five senses that he has given us, for the intelligence that he has given us. We thank God for that. We can't thank nobody else. We can't thank our mother. We can't thank our father. We only can thank Allah, the creator of mother and father. Huh? The one God said there wouldn't be no men and women without men and women. So he said the earth will populate with angels, he would have sent us angels. But the world is populated with men, so he sent us a human prophet, a human messenger to help us out of our condition. And that can only happen when we listen and be sincere. So we thank you for coming out to the Brock Talk radio station. We're fighting the evil in this world. We want you to join us, whether you be male or female. There's no big eyes and big you. We are all needed. Little you, no big eyes and little you. And the male, the female is needed just like the male. And we welcome you. If you got something to say, if you're a female, we ain't no, a male show us here. No, we people of the book. And Allah said we all is one. And we supposed to be working together as one. When you find a person think that male, the female should stay in a place, he don't read the message or the revelation of God sitting down. God said the only difference between a male and a female is a little physical difference. She is our first teacher, the female. She is our first nurse, the first person we see as a cook or a person that we see manage things is the female. And some people want to put the female down. We ain't having it. It's a new day. We ain't putting nothing down. We're all brothers and sisters of each other, no matter what color we are, where we live at on this planet, because God said he created all of us from Adam. And God does say he didn't make no mistake. And then God said the best one he has created is one who obey him the best. So the one who not obeying God the best is not what God offers. God don't force nobody to do nothing, but when you say, I can go with them alone, I don't need no help, I don't believe in no God, then you are putting yourself in a serious situation. And the scripture said, when a man robbed God, and God goes on to say, he have robbed God of a whole people. There are people that robbed God of a whole people, communist people. People think that there ain't no God. But I remember during World War II with the Germans and the Chinese. As soon as that American hot steel hit one of them, the first thing they hollered was, oh. They didn't holler, oh, Hitler. Buddha. They said, oh, God. So that God put in your nature to believe in him. So I have other people on this Bob Talk radio station, and I'm going to bring tonight my name is Abdullah Akbar, and I'm a co-worker here with my wife, Daya Akbar, and Suja Muhammad, and sometimes when things going right, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, and also we have an imam that have joined us, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. Brother Suja is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we are here to explain to you that the evil of holding the image of God up as God. Dair?
Yes.
You see anyone in the queue? They indicate want to come on? Huh?
No one. I see plenty in the queue, but no one is indicating that they want to come in. You can let them know. They can push one on their receiver to be brought into the queue if they want.
One. Right. You had to push one on your phone, and we will see the question mark pop up, and then we will turn your mic on. That is the rule. That is what I mean, asked us to do. If some people just want to listen, we will let them listen. Don't have to turn their mic on until they indicate they want to come on. And then we turn it on then. So no one still have indicated they want to turn their mic on down here?
No.
Okay. Keep your eyes open. We're going to keep rolling. Humilay Shaitan Rajin, between the Bakman of Hakim. I said we lay ill law. I said we lay in Muhammad and Rasulullah. I am the bad witness and not testify. There's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is a seal of the Prophet. this is the prophet that they keep away from most of the people, because if most of the people was to get a glimpse at this prophet, Muhammad, the founder prophet, they would love all the other prophets. You can't tell me you love Jesus and you got him hanging around, hanging on your neck, talking about he died for your sins. And you know that don't make sense, because you want to eat there. How can he die for your sin? Nobody can die for your sin. If I do something wrong, they ain't going to lock you up for it. And that's what you're saying, that Jesus already paid the price. This has been the lies coming from Satan to most of the people in the world. Jesus, your Lord and Savior, there's a man nailed to the cross who didn't even save himself, is your Lord and Savior. How could you be so dumb? How could people be so ignorant to follow a lie like that? Drink the blood of Jesus. Eat his flesh like a cracker. If you see him, run up to him and start sucking his blood like a vampire might do in the movies. These are the lies. These are some of the lies that have been given to the innocent people that was brought here, and their culture and their language were taken away from them. They was raised like dumb animals. They was killed even if they caught themselves thinking too loud. They was murdered. They was lynched. Huh? They beat you and turned around and told you like being a slave. These are the lies they had to tell you. You've been a slave. They were good for you. And most African Americans who got a little money said it was good to be a slave. Ain't nothing wrong with being a slave. They can sell us anything. They can give us anything, tell us that a rabbit lay eggs. And we'll say it. We'll have an Easter egg and say, and sing that song, rabbit lay eggs. Why is that? Because they know they don't train us. We said we got a neighborhood, and I asked where. In order for you to have a neighborhood, you have to own most of the business in that neighborhood, and you have to control the laws of what's going on in that neighborhood. If you own a neighborhood, why don't you got some authority on what's being built in your neighborhood? Huh? You ain't got none. Huh? Many, all these African Americans that when I moved in this neighborhood, half of them gone. They been moved out. And guess who took their home? With government money to repair their home and put new roofs and new pipes and landscape the yard and fix that house, put new rooms over there. Who you think benefit from that? Huh? What else? Nobody going to love us until we love each other. It's as simple as that. God loves us all, but Satan has made it hard for us because we've been put against each other because the people that's in charge are against us, and we want to be just like them. We're against each other. We'll holler Black Lives Matter and don't even spend a nickel with people that look like you, but we'll say Black Lives Matter. But we don't buy nothing from no life look like us. We've been trained that then the church come along and hold up a image of God in a Caucasian man image. That this is the Son of God. What'd that do to the people? The innocent people, the people who've been tortured for trying to be human beings just to vote, they've been tortured. They've been put in jail just for speaking up. What you think that does to a people when they go to a church and they pray to a cock, and after God said the Bible don't make no image, and they got one up in the church and a lot of churches, they don't take them down, but the idea is still there. Jesus, God, the Son of God, died for your sin. Here's a man nailed to a cross, looking pitiful. He is your Savior. And when you look at that, what he nailed to and what he's going through on that cross, he didn't even save himself. But he's your Savior. How can you get people to believe that for so many years? Fear. False idea. Weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies. And that's what Satan operates. Weak ideas, wrong thinking, and tell lies. That's the ingredient of Satan. That's him. That's her. We used to be a decent people. We used to work and build. And we built the White House. We built the Kaaba. But they done took all that. They took all the building classes and schools out of the public school and out of the jails where they put most of us in. They took them out of the jail, how to repair cars. And we used to go there and learn how to repair cars. They used to, you can go to jail and learn how to be a dentist. You can go to jail and finish college. They took all that, but they got you saying and wanting to be just like them. Who are them? The people who've been lied to, been told they were white people, been tricked, and make them been told that God came in their image. That had really messed them up. They can't see their value because of that. Then they come on TV every night and show you how to live, show you how to kill, show you how to gamble, show you what to drink and what not to drink, what cigarette to smoke, what liquor to drink, how to dress. Show your woman how to dress. Take all the clothes out after God tells Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. Satan done told the women, our women and their women, to take all their clothes off, let it all hang out. And the women are doing that. Not only is they doing that, they putting tattoos all over their body. Here's an African-American with chocolate, with beautiful skin, got tattoos all over. You can't even see the tattoo because the ink almost as dark as the ink is dark, almost dark as here. Brother Sue. Then they take those football players and put tattoos all on and march them on TV for you to see that and for you go get a tattoo and an earring in your ear. But a basketball player. Huh? They had one man with a cross-looking chain coming out of his nose supposed to be a football player. Looked like a freak. Huh? Dennis Rodman really looked like a freak. They made him orange hair, green hair. But we love Satan, and Allah said we love Satan because, no, Elijah Muhammad said we love the devil because the devil give us nothing. And that's all they got, nothing. Got two cars, big house, ain't got nothing in the mind. Mind is gone. No prayer. No thank you, God, for this nice home. Never saying a prayer. The only time you think about a God when someone your partner, when the partner get killed or die from an overdose or run off the freeway and kill himself. Then when they go to church and hear a preacher say a few words, then they get a little thought about God then. God said, whatever you do in this world, determine where he put you in the next world. That is a fact. Life after sleep, sometimes. Life after death, forever this time. You ain't coming back here no more. But all you have done is go into the grave with you. Your whole record on how you have lived your life from baby to the time you die. Time God put you in the world, your record started. And it ended that day you lost your life or you got killed or whatever killed you. All that goes in the grave with you. Only thing we're trying to remind you that it's time to do right. We're living in the judgment. It's time to do better with your life. It's time for the game to come to an end, the falsehood to end. And that's all that was, falsehood. Some man died for your sins. And they did, he said he came back. He didn't die. He died for your sins. And you want him there. And you repeat that. And you will try to stand up with me with that. Oh, he died for my sins. I don't care how much somebody tell you something or how many times. Yes. Yes.
You're on the speaker.
Yes.
Huh? You're on the speaker here. You call some job.
Someone now?
Can
you? Can you?
I think Suja is in the kingdom. He wants to come
away. Okay. Well, I'm waiting on you to let me know that. I'm dead alive. Thank you for letting me know. Well, wait, boy. Well, okay, well, we thank Allah for this precious time that we had to share what we had with you tonight. Now we got my other one, our other co-host workers. He indicated he want to come on, but don't let us bring him in because he have something to say. So I thank him, Brother Suja Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah, brother. You doing okay?
Alhamdulillah. You got it. You got it, my dear brother. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I shaitan rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness about the one God, and there is only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Noah, Abraham, Moses, all those great men is God's servant. They're the messengers of God. He wasn't God. They weren't even close to being a God. All of them was human beings, just like you and I, you know. And they was warned that God passed a revelation to where they gave us knowledge of guidance, you see. And at first we had to acknowledge that they was human beings, you know, and they were capable of making mistakes. They're capable of sinning, of doing wrong, you know, but they demonstrated. Their commitment to God and their love for God by being ones that didn't commit sin, didn't go around openly committing sin and drinking and getting drunk and fornicating and doing all those things, you know, even though the Bible tried to put them out there, you know, and that's one of the reasons that many of the brothers that studied the Bible is saying that the Bible don't teach all truth, you know, that the Bible been corrupt, you know. You can't accuse a prophet of God, or a messenger of God, of fornication, you know. Where's your witnesses? You don't make those type of accusations, you know. So all this here come out because those righteous men, those prophets and messengers and warners is standing up and telling the world that there is only one God. So when they start doing that, then that's when they start coming with the confusion. That's when they start coming. You know, when we start telling the truth, when we start bear witness that Jesus is not God, and ask you to show us in the scripture where it say that Jesus is God, and there's nowhere in the scriptures, you know, they say that Jesus is God. I mean, they bold now. They not just saying he's the Son of God. They saying Jesus is God. In Matthew 12:38, it says, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we see a sign from thee. You know, and they was asking their master for a miracle. Look how Jesus answered them, and the only sign that he gave to them, Matthew 12:39, followed. But he answered and said unto them, an evil, adulterous generation seeking after a sign, and there shall be no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale of the belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. All right? So let's just show some of the places that we are saying the reason why Jesus cannot be God. In John 5:37, it says, and the Father himself, which has sent me, had bore witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, not seen his shape. Okay? And people see Jesus' voice, I mean, shape, pardon me, and they got him as a Caucasian man, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know. We have on TV the different things like that where the person is supposed to be Jesus, acting as Jesus, you know, and but the Bible is saying that people. Saying that you have neither heard his voice, talking about the voice of God, at any time, not seen his shape. You never seen the shape of God. I've never heard his voice. Mark 15:34, and at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means my God, why have you forsaken me? If Jesus was God, who is he calling out to in his time of need? You know, Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Okay? And you can't find nowhere in the Bible a verse in the Bible where Jesus said that he's God. Not is there a verse in the Bible where Jesus said to worship me. You know, and if it says there's none like God, how could he be God? That's what it says. And there's none like me. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. That's clear. Exodus 33:20. And he said, thou canst not see my face. For there shall no man see me and live. This was it's in your Bible. The Bible says, no, if you see his face, you won't die. John 14:28, Jesus states that my Father is greater than I. All right? How could he be God then? When Jesus was asked about the hour, he said in Matthew 24:36, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Okay? No man knows the day, the time of judgment and the day of judgment. Only God. John 8:28. Jesus said, I do nothing of myself, but as the Father has taught me, I speak these things. These ain't the word of Jesus. When you read the Bible, you're not reading the word of Jesus. John 1:18, Jesus said, no man has seen God at any time. Turn to John, first chapter, 18 verse, and start arguing with that. No man has seen God at any time. Any time. John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus was sent by God. Jesus didn't create himself. Mark 12:29, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That's three. John 20:17. Jesus said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. That's just like the prayer. Jesus said, our Father. He didn't say my Father, who art in heaven. He said, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. John 5:30, this is one of my favorite. I always say this all the time. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Here's another one about good, calling Jesus good. Mark 10:18, and Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. I don't see how they miss all this in the Bible. How they miss all this? How do they think they can get away with that? An outright lie. And you show it in the Bibles, You show them to them. You tell them to turn to it in the Bible, and they don't even want to turn to it. They come tell you, check out the other Bible. And you have another Bible. No, not that one. Check out another one. It's just ridiculous. It's just comical. You know, if they're not coming out here with the truth and bearing witness to the truth, they trying to push it out. They doing exactly the opposite what God is asking us to do, and that is remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. Brother asked me, what is an image? I told him my image is anything in creation that you can see with your eyes. Anything that you can see. Water. The sunshine. The tree. The birds. The bees. All those things, images. The chair that you sit on. If you can see that it's a chair, then that's an image. If I say horse, you should be able to see the horse. If I say dog, you should be able to see a dog. But if I say God, you can't see no images. Don't start lying. You can't see nothing. Because God does not lack any image in creation. No image in creation is God lack. All right? So brothers and sisters, we just took our time and just gave you some facts out of the Bible, and hopefully you will take heed to them and change your mind about those other gods. Came to you in peace, gonna leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Baragba. Brother Muhammad, are you there? I mean, Brother Ibrahim. Imam Ibrahim, are you there? Okay. So all these lies have been told in order to try to establish other gods. It's time to prove that there's other gods, you know, and in order to, and also, you know, the Bible said that if somebody show you another god, the Bible said that you gonna die. You can't look at another God and live and say you're going to die. I mean, in actuality, the false worship and the false ideas don't have no grounds to stand upon. It's all lies. And Christianity is a real religion. Christianity is not a phony religion. It's these devils that's making it like that. But Christianity was here 2,000 something before Islam, you know. And Jesus was real. He was real, and he was abundant the protection of God. This is when we tell the world that they kill him not. They didn't have the power to crucify God's servant. God protected his servant. He had to be a weak God to let the people kill him. You know, you can go through some things, but God ain't gonna let you kill him. God ain't gonna let you die for me. If you believe that some people have killed God, then those are some bad people. You should. Anytime you see those people, you should start trembling. Those are bad people. So if we're gonna turn it back over to you, Brother Agba.
Okay. Okay.
Praise be to Allah. I know. I'm taking care of business.
We got the name.
Assalamualaikum.
Hear me too, y'all?
I hear you clear.
Okay, alhamdulillah. I was letting you, man. You was asking that question, and you were saying there's some bad people in the world. Can you tell me what it is? I won't go around. They killed God.
Body's a bad one.
Russia. Communist Russia or China ain't got a chance.
Yeah, look.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
You got a chance. If these people kill God, then,
yeah.
Man, the atomic bomb hit Hiroshima and wiped out so many people. But
yeah.
If you kill God,
oh, man.
Man, that's worse
man,
than that. That's terrible. How can you live with God dead? Who ruled the world when God was in a coma situation dead? Who was ruling the world? Huh?
And then they come back with a lie, and they put together some toys and some probably Christmas trees and all that and raise the price up on it and tell you that God is coming back.
Oh, man. You mean these people that go into Macy's and Rich's and Dave, go into Sam, go into Walmart and buy these toys and bring them home and wrap them up and put them on a tree? And you mean they are liars and tell that you're in the Santa Claus problem? You mean these people liars?
Yeah, and that day, on that day, Christmas Day, God came back. You know,
man.
He gonna take care of you. These people got some ancient lies that they can bring you. that falsehood that came from way back, you know.
I'm gonna ask you if God came back or Jesus, why he wasn't there waiting on Plymouth Rock to save us from all this corruption that we've been living under for all these years? Why he wasn't there to save us from that corruption?
That's good.
But he was the savior, right? Why he wasn't there to save us? When many African Americans go to court every year and get time for something they did, just like your wife's son, he in jail for something he didn't do. He didn't try to serve his country, and they tried to kill him because he was a Muslim. Why am their Lord and Savior? When they got him out of jail.
All that stuff is designed for weak people. It's just like a spider net. You know, it's designed for weak people. It's designed for a person that want to keep drinking. That's the religion he wants. It's designed for a person that want to keep fornication. That's the religion I want. You know, it's designed for a person that want to commit fraud and usury. That's the religion that he wants. You know, so it's designed for people that's weak. You know, you don't have to make no effort. All you got to do is believe. That's all.
I think you hit the nail on the head now. So that's what it's designed for.
Yeah, that's what it's designed for, brother. You know.
Man, that's awesome.
And see, they'll tell you quick that I'm a Christian.
I see a bunch of them all the time. I'm a Christian. Yeah. Their teeth falling out. They got snuff in their mouth.
Yeah.
Got an earring hanging out their eyeballs. See, I mean, they're coming out of their nose. I'm a Christian.
I can do what I want to do. All I got to do is believe.
And believe me, people, we're making fun of nobody's religion. We're just speaking to the reality, what is in the world.
And how stupid it is.
How dumb it is. Huh?
That is so stupid.
That's so, and Jesus said he didn't come on. And
your children is mixed up in another life.
And that's hurting the children. Because a lot of children in foster home because the mother or with their grandmamas because the mother done left them because of drugs. And they hard for them to get off. So they had left their children over their grandmama. On their aunt over their sister, they left their children with their sister because they out there street buying drugs. Jumping
and
in out of cars.
Mess
them up. I mean, we and I've been saying this with all these people was preaching what they said it'd be. They'll be in the street getting those young people to try to get them back on the track. But all the thing they want to take their money. Man, that's a shame.
They want big money so they can have a nice cars. And be able to buy more cocaine and go to parties, you know. That's all they want, brother. Big swimming pools and extra houses, you know.
Yeah.
Homes.
You know, all these, I know there's these rappers, when they sing their music and they have, like you said, a big swimming pool and all them fine cars show up and all the women are dancing in the pool with their back turned, doing things, dancing all kind of filthy way. And they selling that to our young people, promoting
and
that.
And see, now black people's is enjoying this now. It used to be just Caucasian. They show the old people, old pictures. It used to be just Caucasian, but now you got black people. It's partying. Taking this cocaine and got these nice cars and things. Black people's got it now.
Yeah. And make like they act like they're in heaven. They don't discover the hell. They're in heaven with all that filth.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs. Mm-hmm. Women, somebody's mother, half naked on the video dancing, hitting the woman on her butt. Man, it's really, really disgusting. So, brother, we got a job to do, and we thank Allah for blessing us to be a human being in this day and time in America, where we are trying to bring and speak to the problem and bring about a solution to the problem that we see. And we know it's false religion is the cause of all this insanity that we see coming off the TV and the movies and the magazine and the music that we listen. How do a person listen to a music? They call a woman a B and an H and then play that music in front of their children. Then they play that music, then they'll tell you that a dog is their best friend. They never say they mama or God. A dog is their best friend. Man, we got a job to do, Suja. All of us, every human being that understand what's going on, we got a job to do. And we shouldn't be trying to ignore that job and leave it to somebody else. If you aware of what's going on, then it's time for all of us to be aware that we have to work together to defeat the scheme of Satan. And that's all it is. It's a scheme of Satan. We got to defeat this scheme. Really, we're going to save the world, because if you get rid of one people, God going to get rid of other people. They're trying to terminate us. All this fear. So let's go keep working. So anybody else want to come into the queue and add to what me and Suja have said or others? If no one knows, match one and come into your queue. Anybody got anything else to say or to add to this?
He was on there, even though he's traveling.
Okay. I see Brother Ibrahim up here, but I don't see him as matching the coming to the queue.
He's just listening. Traveling.
Yeah, he's traveling there. But anyway, we're going to keep on working on this problem with the help of Allah. And Suja, I know you got some more to say. I don't think you do. And nobody else has come into the queue. Okay. I see the imam outside the inner work lab. And I'm going to bring him on, Suja. I'll bring on our imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, traveling through LaGrange, Georgia, and from LaGrange, Georgia to Tennessee and all over. Wherever he resides, he likes to go. Wherever person pull up on him, he finna get some education. And two y'all don't care what color you are, or how tall you are, or how many, or what you weigh. He don't care. He start telling you about that image. Don't bring Brother Ibrahim up. Brother Ibrahim. Imam Ibrahim. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you for joining us. You got it, my dear brother. Have you two traveling or you still on the road?
No, I'm at the house.
Oh, a long way back. Okay, then. You're comfortable so now I'm turning this over to you, and me and Suja and myself and others, we're waiting on you. And you got it, my dear brother. As-salamu alaykum.
I thank you for allowing me and my brother and others just to have a few words to come on. So I first want to always recognize the one who allowed us to even talk, the one who allowed us to raise up this morning and breathe the first breath of air. And the main thing to think about that one that created all this, talking about Allah. I only bear witness to testify, nothing is deserving of worship except Allah. I can't worship anything else. Nothing else is even worthy of my attention when it comes to praying. And I only bear witness to testify that Prophet Muhammad, to who we say is the seal of the prophets, if he's not the seal of the prophets, bring us one after him.
and we submit to it. You can't bring us a prophet after Prophet Muhammad made the prayers of peace, blessed be upon him and his family and his companions. I mean, first of all, I'd like to say the thing that my big brother was saying on the phone tonight to our audience, and he made the statement, all that information in the Bible, it would free people, what he was reading off, giving you chapters, verses after verse from the prophet that we say is the prophet of Allah, which is Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, said himself, and my brother made a very, very, very important point. He said, this ain't Jesus talking. Jesus is giving to the people. God told him to give the people. That's what he did. He is a messenger. He was a prophet. So he told the people what God told him to tell them. So all that information that he gave us, I'm ready to stand up and take the shahada behind all that. Because I'm really open eyes from what he is reading, and we've been reading it over and over. We know the book. We know your book. And y'all should be proud, grateful to Allah, to God, that he had created some people that will stand up for the truth. Against all odds, we are standing against the falsehood. Now, like we say about the religion, yes, Christianity is a religion. If you say, well, how can they do all these things in religion? You have to remember, Shaitan or Satan is very shrewd. What they done, they took the name of Christianity and they hid their dirty work in the name of Christianity. You have a lot of great people, Christians, good people, good Christians. But the only problem with them, they don't read their book either. So I'm quite sure if they read their book, their heads would be turning right now. Their heads would be turning to the truth that Jesus said, know it and it'll set you free. So they played all these games and got people all wound up. But tonight, it was so clear from the chapters and verses that our brother read. A five-year-old will hear that and know it's the truth. A child. And like he said, they set up all these little trinkets, all these little lights, sound, jingle bell, and all that crap. They done this to just to lure you in the name of Jesus, into the dirt and the corruption that they have created. So what we're saying, they use his name to hide their dirty deeds, their dirty works. How can they say they believe in Jesus, the one y'all said y'all follow, and here is people who say they follow him and got 377,000 abuse cases against them? Do that sound like a people that follow Jesus, or do that sound like a person that follows Satan? No human being in his right mind would abuse a child like that. A child. We're talking about 370-something children. People been abused in the name of Jesus. But we told you, that's not the Jesus we follow. The Jesus we follow is the Jesus in the scripture. And we know the color that he is because the scripture told him what color he was. So the other one that they gave you say he was white. See, that's how they hid their dirty work. You wasn't able to read or write. If you can't read or write, you can't understand. Not like that, on that level. So they use their position to take and abuse the whole world, especially us here in America. Now, let me bring another point to you, show you something. They told us that they killed God. Look what happened when they said that. Let's put a little stir together. Let's say that they did kill him. I know my brother said, we know what Jesus said, but this is what they said, right? We're saying what they said. They killed him. And then turned around and told you that he died on the cross for you. So now you're so weakened in spirit, you don't went to sleep, So just that little saying that they killed him and then he died for you, they were able to come back around and trap the whole world in that lie. And let the brother say in the scripture, if you've seen God, you'll die. And put it in your intelligence like this. Who can kill God? You tell me you're gonna kill the one who created this whole universe, all this creation. You killed him? You're only fooling yourself and realize it not. But these are some of the tricks that they use to dirty up a religion. And see, religion is dirty because y'all allow it to be dirty. Y'all hear these things on the news just like we hear them. I don't see y'all on the news that night standing up against it. It should be hundreds of thousands, millions of people around the world in every country, state, city standing up against that. Should have been the people in these so-called sanctuaries. But you're not standing up because you're weak. And all you want to do is play while your child is being abused. And many of them, that's why many of them are so dumbfounded when a child, a girl or boy, comes to their mother and tell them they've been abused by her brother or her sister or their uncle. Oh, boy, he ain't did nothing like that, you. Girl, don't sit there and tell that lie. You refuse to accept the truth. So this is why we know if you don't accept the fact that somebody did something to your child and they telling you the truth, we know you ain't going to believe what we're telling you. Oh, no, you ain't going to believe it. But we're not wasting our time because we know spelled it out from you, not from our own self. We spelled out to you from your book that you say you believe in. Do you really believe? Do you really believe? What's in your cell? Only thing you believe is a cigarette. Oh, I'll stop smoking. Walk back, a pack of cigarettes on the table, pick me up. Your head snap over there, huh? Pick me up like me right now. I mean, I got to have me a shot of wine, man. Who you imitating? Our people wasn't like that coming up in this country. You got all this crap off of TV from these Caucasians. That's where you got that from. And the stuff that they're doing that you have you picked up is taking them to their grave. Cigarettes, alcohol, stuff, drugs, it's taking them to the grave, and you're following them. Because you will not accept the truth. Can't you see you're on a chastisement? You don't know that is? How come you can't build your bills then? What worthless man, sister, did you got? They can't help you pay your bills and take care of your children. But he's too quick to run on Fridays. And Saturday with the boys, hang out in the club, spend the money that the money should be at home where you can take care of the family, pay little bills, put food on the table, help the children. But that's not doing that. That's not the society you grew up in. I want to do what the master did. I want to be like the master. I'll give you a good example who follows the master. Who was worth $350 million. Now he's in jail, R. Kelly. Prime example. On both cigarettes in his mouth, 5, 6, 20 naked women around him, and you couldn't tell him nothing. He thought he was invincible. And look what happened. Mm-hmm. I bet you go to jail and talk to him now, I bet he ain't talking like that. He trying to find a hole to get in or a hole to get out. We have to stop playing these games that have been presented to us, and we don't have the intelligence to examine them. You don't go into anything unless you examine it. If you went for a job, you examine that job. You get the information about that job before you decide that you want to do that job. But all this has been taken away from you until your holiday come around. When Christmas come around, you break your neck to find all extra kind of money to buy your children trinkets so you can lie to them the next day. You ain't even studied the word Christmas. Spell it. It says Christ, M-S, Mass. Christ come to crush the masses of the wicked. But you didn't see that, did you? Oh, no, you just said Christmas. Better check them words out. And we told you the other day that Santa Claus, you spell it, it's Satan Claus. He is a master at ripping you off with every cent you got every year this time. So if the scriptures don't free you, wait a minute, evidently then, what Jesus said, the Jesus, y'all said, y'all worship said, is a lie. He said, no, you're the truth, and the truth should set you free. Our boy, if you press the one on and it lights up for you to come in, it should be 1,000 on y'all right now. Push them buttons, say, I want to take a shahada. And the shahada is only telling you that I bear witness. There's only one God. Yes, huh? I bear witness, brothers. Ain't going one. And what do I need to do next? You can't do that. Because the Jesus we talk about from Scripture ain't the same Jesus you talking about. You still look at the Jesus they told you about, looking white, you say. As you examine it. Examine the physical character. We tell you they're not white. Aren't they pink? Aren't they pink looking? Okay, look at the hall. Ain't they the same color as the hall? Talk to me now. Talk to me. Ain't there one of them white? They look just like each other. Skin pigmentation, just like it. That's why God tells you don't eat it. It'll take a whole lot from you. But that ain't what you want. You don't want the truth. The Jesus we said and Scripture said, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. But the one you got on the other side, you hear that, but psychologically, that ain't what it's saying. It's saying do what the devil tell you, and you'll be all right. That's what that one that's saying white is telling you. And that's the one that you lean more toward than you do God. Ain't that something? Yeah. No, you cannot escape. The judgment is here, and you in it. There's a way out, but you don't want that. But as soon as the hammer comes down, you want to be everybody's friend now. Oh, help me. No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that because God has spelled it out from A to Z in the Scripture, what you should do and what you should not do. But since you want to keep on playing games because a white person told you, and I'm still trying to see that white person y'all talking about. I ain't seen nobody look like a piece of paper. Not yet. Y'all got to show me that one. But I can show you one little pink like a hog. Even some of the hogs got blue eyes. But we can't give you that right now. You ain't ready. That's too heavy for you. Mm-hmm. So we pray to God that you listen to the Scripture, that you accept it, and that you put it into your action. You put it into your life and you live it. We're not trying to take you from Christianity. We're just trying to make you a better Christian. How to become a better Christian? Know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look out the lamb, Brother Ibrahim. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you. Continue to come back, bringing this message, because believe me, somebody listening.
And well, somebody, they ain't listening, I'm listening. If they ain't listening, I'm listening.
Lord.
Lord.
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
So we know the Bible is basically two books, and also it's speaking to the strength and to your weakness. If you weak, you follow the weakness in it. Somebody hit you on the right side, you give me left side. And now that's really following the weakness of the book. Also, it says in the book, if you got faith, now Now, this really messing with your mind. If you got faith, you stick your hand in a pile of rattlesnakes. We got up in North Georgia, there was a church up there called the Church of the Serpent. And they would pass the rattlesnakes around. I think they stopped after so many families lost their lives. So many people lost, they stopped doing that. So that came to an end. Common sense had to take over, and they stopped doing that. So religion is common sense. And the biggest common sense will make us all one people, that God is one. God do not die. God do not have any children or no relative. God is the creator of all of us. He has planted us all here on this earth to be tested, and we all passing through, and we all in this test to pass it, and then God gave us the rule what to go by. He said, don't make no image of him. Be a good father, a good mother. Don't steal. Don't miss fornication. All these are good advice that you can accept, that you know if you follow that, if you if you don't follow that, you get married and your wife, or you cheat on your wife, you should be punished. I mean, and, you know, she might say she believed that Jesus died for your sin, but she catch you with another woman, she going to take you to court and take everything you got.
Or kill you one.
My wife said kill you one. So that don't work. That sound like it going somewhere, but that ain't going nowhere. So the truth is stand out clear from falsehood. And it's best to say God is one than say God is three. A father, a son, and a ghost. Huh? Who are you going to pray to? The father one day, the son one day, and the ghost one day? So all this foolishness were given to a people that were made, they said, the Bible says, made blind. They weren't born blind, but they were made to think and act blind. And then we all told that those people come about, when if they follow the blindness, they all going to fall in the ditch. And that's what we are in the ditch. We own nothing as a people. The guy was talking about a community. And I had to tell him, we don't have a community. In order for you to have a legit community, to be legit, you had to own 90% of the business. And you had to control whatever come in that neighborhood. We are powerless when that come about. Whatever these people decide to do to our neighborhood, we just sit on the sideline and wait till they get through. Because we are powerless. Because we don't believe that this is our country. And we done died more than any other people for this country. We died in every war they started. You name a war, the Boston Tea Party, about when they said, Pastor Henderson said, give me liberty or give me death, and we had to bring the message, we were African American, was the first one to lose his life in that war that didn't yield him no kind of freedom, but he lost his life. We fought in a war, World War One. We went to war with Germany. Then we came back here and we had to fight another war just to live, just to walk through a neighborhood, just to keep from going to jail, just to keep from losing everything. We had to fight to keep what we got. And we only can fight when they let us fight. And they let us fight. Man, police come to your house, knock your wife around, you couldn't say nothing. Unless you was a man, and you know you're going to lose your life. And then once you hurt one of them, you better leave town, or they're going to hunt you down and lynch you. So all this we've been faced with, and God has been protecting us. And he's still protecting us today. Because he said the rejecting the spy is going to be the leader. That don't fit no one but us. No one rejects as us. Even us, we reject, according to how much money we got, according to what kind of neighborhood we stay in. We stay in an all-Caucasian neighborhood, and they act like they like us a little bit. We disown anybody that look like us. We'll disown that person. Huh? We'll get a degree to go to college, to play football. We'll get through playing football, and the mother who sacrificed her whole life to see that you get the cleats and the tee and the football jerseys and everything, she went to work to make sure you had the tennis and you stayed in a warm house. That very woman, you owed her, but when you went to college, you came back and married some other ethnic group because you don't like yourself because that image was in your life, and you would rather marry that image, and you said with your attitude that I don't want to be one of them. I want to be like y'all with that attitude. I want to be one of y'all. So, brother, we got to up your class to get businesses. And then when we do get a business, where are we going to get the support from? People don't like to buy nothing from each other. They look like each other. Even Christians in their church, the member got a restaurant, and the people don't even go to their Christian brother, especially African-American, buy from an African-American Christian brother that is a member of their church. They don't even want to go there and buy nothing from you. You going to tell me we not messed up? We messed up. Huh? We've been sending our children to school from kindergarten all the way to 4 years of college just to get a job. Then they bring us over here for a job. Having a job been done on us? Well, we don't buy or build nothing for ourselves or make nothing that we consider is valuable from coming from ourselves because we so jealous and envy of each other. So we got a job to do, and we on the job tonight. So let me bring my brother and my other co-host back up here. Brother Sujah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you, Master Lamb. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Could you hear me?
Yes, sir. You got it, brother.
Okay. All right, then. Alhamdulillah. I thought I had it on mute.
Yes, sir. You probably did. You took it out pretty good this time.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you ain't on mute no more. You got it, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'd also testify and bear witness that there's only one God, you know. And I know when God say he going to give us power, I know what he's talking about. I can bear witness what he's talking about. And how we going to get power, you know. I know what power is all about. You know, power can put you in a nice home. Power can help you get some money in the bank, build up your bank account. You know, power can help get you something to ride in. You know, power can help you get some money to get you a good woman. You know.
Lord.
That's what power. You know, if you ain't got no businesses, and you ain't got no jobs, you ain't gonna get nothing.
Hello, Abraham.
You're gonna have to face it. You know, and it's our time. It's African American time. We done suffered. And we done cried out for help from everybody. We've been drained of all our ideals and
go ahead,
and things that we can contribute, you know, to the wall, and we want to do it. We see that we got an opportunity to make some money, but we ain't got no money to put these ideas out there, you know.
Oh, man.
So we got God has told us that he going to give us power, you know, and he going to give us land. I remember Malcolm X said that the basis of all independence is land. That's the basis of independence. You want to be independent? You want some water? You want some food? You want some raised cattle? Saying you got to have some land. That's the basis. That's what you got to have. So we got to have land. And from that land, we can create an atmosphere. If we can create a community, we can bring about something that will give us power.
Sir.
Give our children power.
We
want to see how our children act with power. We already see how these little Caucasian people act around here with power. We want to see our people, how they act with power. So that's what we need. We need power. See, you don't know a person until they got some power. You know, you don't really know them. But when they got some power, they can be the best person in the world.
Hello, Raymond.
Sometimes a person is hateful and mean because they ain't got no power. They hell raisers because they ain't got no power. Everything is out of their control, you know. So
yeah.
We got to have some power. And I can see, brothers and sisters, us with that power where we're able to come together and wake up in, you know, we're able to go to sleep and wake up in the morning and come to a restaurant where we see ourselves successful.
All right, Bob.
You see what I'm saying? Drive down the
street.
All
right,
brother.
All right,
Bob. You know, we see a farmer's market. You see? Drive down a little further, and we want to get some gas. We go to one of our own people's. Got gas pumps, all kind of gas. You see, we go in there and we want some fresh juice, carrot juice, beet juice, all kind of juice. We can get it. We don't have to worry about these things that's good for our health. Somebody out there is producing it. Because their whole object is to perfect a thing. That's what they say a Muslim is. He's one that moves to perfect a thing. You know? So they out there with the best. The best you can get, you see. So we won't be having all this high blood pressure, diabetes. You understand? Had to eat all this fried food. You know, it's gonna be there right at our fingertips. I like that part in the Quran say, Allah created us garden. You know, where the fruit is hanging low. Even the fig, you know. You can just reach up there and the fruit is so ripe and delicious, you know, and good, you know, and it's right there at your fingertip. So they have taken the garden from us here in America. They poisoned the garden. They put everything on it that they can. They went out there and sprayed the garden and poisoned the garden. And what they did before they poisoned the garden, they got as many seeds as they could get so they can replant the garden, but this time they want to sell it to you. I'm looking there. I went in there and bought some blackberries. Some blackberries are so high. And for just a little bit, you know, strawberries and blueberries and all these different things, you know, grapes. They got them. They sell it to you for $4 and $5 a pound, you know. But what's so bad now? All these grapes and different things that they sell to us is not real.
That's right. No seeds.
That's what's so heavy. You know, you think that you say, oh, ancient, oh man, I'm gonna enjoy myself. You eat that stuff is sour, and sometimes you just spit it out your mouth. You know, it ain't no good. So. We got an opportunity. I see God is going to give us an opportunity. He's giving us an opportunity where we going to establish ourselves and we're going to put the best out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to commit fraud and hold back. You know, we want to get money. But we ain't giving the peoples nothing that's good and wholesome.
Right.
We ain't going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what they're doing to us, brothers and sisters. They not giving us what they say that it is and what they're supposed to be giving us. They holding back. You know, but they want your money. They want your money. You know, so this is what time it is, brothers and sisters. We got to go ahead on and help establish our young peoples in the land. We want to help establish them in the land. You know, and again, I'm going to say this again. They going to get wealthy. They going to get rich. You know, so you will have to let them know. So, look, we got to give back. You got to give back. You got to establish some Clara Muhammad schools. You got to help these schools, help pay these school teachers. You know.
Yep.
You know, help build some big schools, nice hospitals. You know,
yep.
Where we can take care of our sick. You know.
Right.
And needy. You know. We got to do this thing. See, we got to always remember we're in a world where you're going to have people that got plenty, and you're going to be in a world where people don't have plenty. So you got to have a system where you're taking care of the people that don't have. You got to have a system. And that's what the Zakat is. It's a system.
Yep.
And if you apply that system and use that system, you're going to take care of your needed people. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
they're not going to be in that shape all their life.
That's right.
But you got a system out there where when somebody run on hard time, you got a system out there to help them. You know? And they will... all praise due to Allah, they will get in a position where they can help you. That same help you've been given, it'll turn right back around where they're helping you. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. And see, the Caucasian people, they ain't gonna do that. They ain't gonna do that, brothers and sisters. They do it a little bit. But they're not going to go all the way out there with it. You know what I mean? Because they know that they are benefiting on this image. They know that they are benefiting on it. They see the money that they got. I mean, I'm telling you, you get on that YouTube, turn on YouTube and put it out there where what some Caucasians saying how they benefit from being white. Just type that in.
Yeah, they do.
What
nowadays.
Some Caucasians saying how they are benefiting with being white.
Yeah.
You see, and I'm telling you, it would amaze you. It'll amaze you. They got it right out in the opening. Now, they're not trying to hide nothing. It's right there in the opening. You see? And so they don't want... You remember when they start killing us, and the reason they start killing us, the Ku Klux Klan developed and all that, is because they felt that we was taking their jobs. That's what they felt, that we was taking their jobs to feed their children. So what were they thinking about? That we ain't got no children. We don't need to feed our children. You know? And they put on these masks and things. People that, if you take them off, you know them. They're your neighbor. You know? Or they're your so-called, they say that they're your friend. You know? Look here. Allah said that he made us different. Not that we should despise each other or hate each other, but learn from each other. Allah is the one that made us different.
Get to know each
other,
that's right.
Yeah, to get to know each other. We all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're all human beings. You know, I mean, for a person to act like they hate you, you know, or kill you, or kill your children, because they're going through some confused society, you know, they don't know up from down, so you kill them. And you the one that established this type of society where they don't care about nothing, you see, and you shoot them down like they're a dog.
Yep.
And you're responsible for it. So, They gonna have to be shown how to treat a human being. They're gonna have to be shown how to do it. And watch that human being change from acting, because I remember the Imam said we can take on the nature of anything.
Yeah.
We can be a snake, a dog, you know, a rat. We can take on the nature of anything.
Mm.
You know, but if we put the human being in his right state, you know, and give that human being the opportunity where they can get out of a situation, you know, it's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be amazing, brothers and sisters. So I can see us remaking the world. When the Imam said that, I know what he's talking about. Remake the world, and that is give African Americans, other people that have poor opportunity to establish themselves. Address the individual needs. That's how the Imam put it. Address the individual's needs.
All right.
And if we address that, praise be to Allah. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going back up, and I thank Allah for blessing me with this opportunity. I pray that you said something that benefited somebody. And I came in peace. I'm leaving peace. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, Brother Sujah. Well, let me bring you other half up. Sister Karan, your time, sister. You got it. As-salamu alaykum.
She went off. As-salam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is something that Brother Sujah said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it didn't sound good to me. He said, when man, he was saying something about power. Mm-hmm. Power will get a man a good woman. And I said to myself, I said, that's not right. Because I knew men that's in power that don't have a good woman. And I know a lot of men that are not in power that have a good woman. You know,
yeah.
So I said that should be addressed another way.
Okay.
You got to find
another way. He was talking about praying
men.
No.
He was talking about praying men. That's what he means.
Talking about what kind of men?
Praying men.
He was talking about praying men.
Because he did say power, and then he mentioned all the house and stuff like that, all the material wealth, too, you know. So that's what I just,
right, and he was mentioning that he did mention that. And he said that if you got that power, then it would allow you to get these things, you know, a good woman or fine cars and houses and stuff like that, if you got the power already. Mm-hmm.
And then that should be corrected, not only praying, but believers, because there's a lot of people that prays, but they're still not believers.
Right. That's why
Allah said, you who believe, alhamdulillah.
Right. Alhamdulillah. And we hope everybody comes on here knowing that we are prayers 5 times a day. We're trying to live a measure up to what Allah expects of us and follow the Prophet Muhammad M. Abdullah, and that's why we say stuff like that. Sometimes we don't that's bring everything to the picture. Sometimes we leave something to the imagination.
You have to remember to pray without sin.
But what we have to remember is that our children might be listening on. There are people that be listening on that even at a certain age, you know, that they don't know. And they hear that's what it is. That's why you're supposed to tell all of the truth. Just like I hear some people be on talking and then they tell half of it. I said, well, you know, they should tell all of it. I said, just like I know one time I heard a person always talking about, you should keep your sword sharp.
Sword, whatever.
I heard that too, sister. You're right. But anyway,
but when I read in the hadith, and then I was just reading the hadith, and then it said more than that. So it's always good to say all of it because our children would get the wrong thing. That's as important right there, you know. Because sometimes I put my mind back where when I was a child, how I received certain things. You know,
our children know we don't have any power. That's why they run off with the people that do got power and end up in their establishment, and they find themselves so comfortable. What they got, those skating rings and bowling alleys, those clubs. They find themselves so comfortable with that, they don't even come back. They don't even come back to the masjid. So we're trying to establish all them things that keep them away from the masjid. We establish those things, and then we control them, and then they become decent, and people start enjoying the decency coming from those things, and then they won't leave us anymore, inshallah.
One of the reasons I talked to some Muslim children, you know, and that reason would be too. But one of the reasons why a lot of them ain't coming to the masjid, they said, one of my children said, Mom, we got some Muslims out there act worse than some of the Negroes.
I agree.
That's one reason why, because they got some out there acting worse than a Negro. So they don't see, and so we have to teach them, let them know that's why you don't follow man. That's why you don't worship man. You worship Allah. That's what you do. Yeah. Come to the law.
That's right. And first of all, you have to teach them that there's no such thing as Negroes, for number one.
and niggers.
Okay,
you know,
you know what Negro means? Do you know what Negro means, Sister Daya?
Black. It means black in Spanish.
Okay. I just want you to, okay, then go ahead. But go ahead. There's no such thing as Negro. Go ahead. I'm listening now.
There's no such thing as Negroes, for number one. And then the Quran also says, don't forget your share of this dunya. Don't forget your share of this material world, you know. But don't forget about the hereafter. Either get your share of this material world, but don't forget about the hereafter as well. You know, so thing that they were talking about, that Brother Suja was saying about who these people now, you say, called them, what power, okay, powerful people who can get this, that, and the other, you know. So that means they may be powerful in one way, but and then they say prayer and all your five prayers. Prayer without sincerity goes for naught. So, you know, so you can pray until you blue or black or pale in the face. But if you're not sincere with your prayers and about your prayers when you say them, then it goes for naught. It doesn't mean anything.
Could I ask you one question? I'll ask you, what you mean by there are no such things as Negroes?
There's no such thing as Negroes because Negro simply means a color. I mean, it means not a human being, you know, not a human being. And why would you use a substitute for a human being as for, which is the, would be a color? Why can't you say
I want to correct you on one thing. I want to correct you on one thing. Black and white is not a color. It's not even a color. If you look at
they're
the color scheme, if you look at the color scheme, they're not in the in the color. They're not a color.
Right. They're neutralized.
They're not a color.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're right. They're neutralizers. But as far as layman's terms, or so that the children would understand, you would call the color, unless you can explain to them at that particular time, there's not really considered a color as far as yellow, red, green, or orange, or something like that. But they are what you call balances. Or stabilizers, or things, different shades that you can mix with other shades to get a particular color that you're looking for. You know, and then you have to go through that explaining to let them know that
we should tell our children that we are not that there's no such thing as Negro. That would just how would you explain to them how Negro came about?
Negroes came about because, in the first place, they compared the complexion of a person with what they showed, the shade of a crayon or another mixings of something that could that's considered that color, which is darker skin, you know. And Negro is just another name for a darker skin.
Oh, okay. So what are we, African Americans or what?
Human beings.
I know we're human beings, but we have. But you, what race? What race then? What race? You have what race?
Human race.
Human race. Okay. And what race? You're part of the human race.
We are part of the human race. And we are human beings above the human race.
So we should never call,
because we are rainbow, we come in many different complexions.
So that means that we should never refer to a Caucasian as a Caucasian. We should never refer a Chinese as to a Chinese.
We are the only human beings that don't compare with a color or with an origin. They don't even consider us as having an origin. You know, because even in Africa, even now, they have lighter-complected people, you know, and darker-complected people.
No, what I'm saying, Sister Daya, you're saying that that we are human, we are human, you asked what race you are, you said we are human race. Okay.
Yes.
So they are human beings, too. The Chinese, the Caucasian, all them, Mexican, they're all human beings, too. So I'm just saying,
yeah.
what, so... How do we refer to them? Do we still don't we refer to them as human too, human race too? But if there's a separation, so we say, oh, over there, how do we refer to them as knowing what race they are?
They were born, I would say race, I would say origin. Their origin is considered Chinese or Oriental, you know, or Europeans.
Then we have one too. We can't just say human race because they are
what's
human
our
race
origin?
Too.
You tell us, tell me what our origin is.
So we have to have a race for ourselves too. You can't just say we are human race because they are human. They are human beings too. They are human race also. That is the original. So I'm just saying.
They are human race, but they put their origin first. Like when they come over here, they say Chinese American, Japanese
then what
American.
Are we gonna put first? Then what origin are we gonna do to identify ourselves?
What origin are we gonna give ourselves?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking to you. Yeah, since we are not
remember the first resurrection,
not African American.
Remember when we were in the first resurrection, they used to ask us who we are? With the original man, the maker and owner of the planet Earth, God of the universe. We're the original man, and all of the different origins stem from us as human beings. Because if you notice, too, when a person crosses over or passes or dies, you know, their skin, regardless to what complexion they are, it turns back gray. It goes back ashy color and gray. Even I don't care how light-skinned you are, how much Caucasian you are, your skin still turns back gray.
You know why?
And sometimes even black. So that's your origin.
Do you know why?
Because all of the because it's rigor mortis.
Because
rigor mortis sets in, and the blood is drained from your body, and everything is dried up. So that the original complexion of the skin is that grayish hue.
No, what it is that what you got to understand is that you got capillaries all up in your skin, all that got blood vessels. They call capillaries
small capillaries.
So if you
dry
that, and for it to stay red, you have to have oxygen. And then when the oxygen comes out of your blood, then it turns dark, and that's why the light skinned people turns back dark. It's because the oxygen is out of their body and out of the blood that's in the capillaries of your skin.
Exactly, as well as the veins. The veins are much larger than the capillaries, and the veins are the ones who carry the oxygenated blood and the deoxygenated blood. Oxygenated blood means
if we are considered a race, then we have to have a race. So you saying that our race is the
you
original?
Don't have, no,
somebody,
you don't have
put
to.
Down paper.
You
don't
have to.
No, we have to teach our children the truth. We got to start putting down the truth. We can't just put down anything now like we used to because we didn't know no better. Now we know better. We have to put down the truth. So you saying that when we fill out the application and they have all these different races and stuff down like that, then we should put down the original name.
Well, that's what I just said about.
No, I'm not saying when we fill out the application, then that's what we should put down is the original.
And they say black, white,
and then they have Caucasians and all that. Then we should put down, they say other, and then on others, we should put down the original man. That's what you're saying, right?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that. What I said was, remember, we used to be called in the first resurrection. They say we are the original man, the makers, the owners, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. That's what they used to say in the first resurrection. What I call the first reservation, in the beginning, during the olden days of times of Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, you know. But then that was the beginning of us as being human beings to bring us back to our natural selves and to the knowledge of ourselves, to know who we really are, to let us not have that poor self-esteem and that feeling that just, even though everything was just about took from us, knowledge, language, culture and everything else, but that was just to keep from draining us of everything that we were originally born with. You know, that's why we made that statement.
What do we put down, then, Sister Daya? What do we
put down? You know what? You know what? If you put down Muslim. Yeah, we can put down Muslim, and we can put human beings.
All of us are not Muslim. Then the other ones, they should put down Christian.
I said we can put down Muslim if they ask us who we are. If we are Muslim, if I'm Muslim, and I want to put down Muslim when I go there and want to put something down, I will put down a Muslim because I am a Muslim, of course. You know, because, and the ones that are not Muslims, quite nice, they wouldn't put down a Muslim, you know. But they would put down something like other, or they would put down something like a human being. Like I remember the time they used to say for us to put down Bilalian because we resembled Bilal because he was a darker skin. All of us, a lot of us, was not as dark as Bilal was. We're like a melting pot. We're brown. We're tan. We're lighter skins, different, you know, lighter, a different complexion of skin. You know, some are just so dark they look blue. You know, but still, they are human beings. That tops it's everything. And Muslim means we were born doing and submitted to the will of Allah. And that's the original man, submitting to the will of Allah. And that is the original man, whether regardless of whatever complexion of skin that they come out as. I mean, that's the way I see it. That's my opinion of it. You know, everybody could have their own. And I'm not one to say who you definitely should say your own self. But for me, that's what I would say. You know.
I put down human beings and Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, I was going to say something to Sister Daya. I've listened to the conversation between them, and we go back to the original origin or the original skin texture of the human being. Where did it come from?
From Allah.
It comes from the genes in your body, and according to what
okay,
area you're raised in.
Okay, now what I'm saying is this, and I know y'all have studied biology. The black woman can produce 64 different shades of colors.
Because the genes... The genes control that. You got chromosomes and genes that control your complexion and your sex or whatever complexion.
Yeah. But I'm saying this comes from the African, almost African man, but the black woman, put it like that. She has 64 different shades of color. How many can the Caucasian share? None, but themselves. Now, we're going at a different time. Okay, I just want to give you that one.
Okay,
I'm there.
Okay,
but thank you, yes, sir. What Imam said, the Quran say everybody God created, He created them Muslim, and they become otherwise when they fall into the environment, the wrong environment. So
that's the environment they created.
Imam said the best name is human being, and one day the greatest name gonna be Muslim. Because you can't get no greater than submit your will to do the will of God. There's no other way to look at it. Ain't nothing greater than the person who submits their will to do the will of God. We are the cream of the crop when we say that.
And that's a good conversation piece we can hold.
Yeah, hold that to tomorrow. We'll bring it back.
That's a good conversation.
Sister Ron, bring that back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Since you went get through with it today, bring it back tomorrow, and we going to work on it some more, okay?
Because we can learn from each other.
Yeah,
we're going to remove the black. We're going to remove the black. I'm going to show you something else. You get away from that.
Hello?
That's why I was telling the African brothers, I said, what's the original name of Africa? See what I'm saying?
One time, you may have said.
No. The mother of mankind.
Okay, okay.
Which
is in them? Okay.
Name. There was no color until Alfredo came over there.
Okay.
And they changed it.
They changed it.
Who
yeah.
came over there?
They changed
okay.
it.
Oh, Sean, you said something about Alfredo.
Yeah, his name was Alfredo. Africa. They named it after him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
now,
Africa.
Now,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you this and we're going to get off of this. Imam Muhammad said it took 150,000 years for our pigmentation to come like it is now. Now, that's why I said the black woman can share 64 different shades of color. It's in her.
Well,
but they can't do it. Don't they tell you something?
To tell you something. That's why more dark-skinned people on earth than they're light-skinned.
Yeah.
White woman. Thank you.
We got a lot of things to be proud of. We just don't look at it right.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to study it.
Like Daniel said about, like Daniel said in the Nation of Islam, we said we was an 80-year-old black man. Now, and then she came back and said, that was a start of us becoming what? That was a start for us to becoming the original mind again.
Yeah.
If we came in the world Muslim, like Allah said, but whatever it was that took us away from that, the only way back is to come back through Allah. And that started us all to thinking, what, we're the original man, but Imam Muhammad came back and said, no, you're the original man. Man is not a color.
Right.
You can't even pinpoint the man. You don't even know what it looks like. You don't even know what it's shaped like.
Nope.
But that's us. I read today when Imam Muhammad said, don't view him as a body. He said, view him in his essence as the original knowledge, a body of knowledge, not the physical man.
Okay.
And he said, this is going down, be handed down through generations to generations to our children or the people. So, I mean, we own something. We own something greater than what we can think.
Good knowledge. And it would be good to be able to get the different opinions that people and share together and pass down. We'll know what to tell our children. So we will know what to tell them.
Why you get off the telephone?
I forgot to Alhamdulillah. You know, the Imam said that the real you is not your flesh. You know, and give the example
right.
to prove that if I talk to you on the telephone,
right.
Who am I talking to? Am I talking to your own? Am I talking to your color? I'm talking to you that lives inside your flesh, you know.
That's right. You hear me talking, but you don't see me.
It's your mind that tell your flesh what to do.
That's right.
It's no such thing as somebody's body get up and wash dishes, cook, and do all that. You know.
Yeah, because that's what
the body. Right. Your body's
a body. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't your body a robot?
Yeah, it's obedient.
Your body's a robot.
Yeah,
the
it's obedient.
Mind over the body tell it to get up or when to move.
Yeah, exactly. It don't disobey.
It don't
disobey.
It
say that Prophet Muhammad, when he see a funeral, say he used to stop and come to attention.
Yeah.
The flesh is just like an angel.
Yeah.
It's totally obeyed, totally in submission to what you tell
yeah.
him to do. You tell your hands.
Yeah. When the about why he stood, when the gentleman died, he said he was glad. You know, he gave praise to Allah that whatever was, or we say deem you the term, that was over the flesh to harm the flesh is no longer harm the flesh anymore.
Yes.
See, a lot of snatched that. When that was harming that body, a lot of snatched it.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
And the body's free.
I hear you. I hear you. So, but all praise be to Allah. Like you all say that this is a good conversation.
Yes, it is.
You know what is real and what's not real.
That's
what the Imam got us into. He got us into knowing what is real and what ain't real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and you know
we
what?
Thought was real.
We're dealing with biology and everything. We're dealing with biology, genes, everything. We can deal with that.
Chromosomes.
And we can create a human being from what we're talking about.
48 chromosomes in our body.
I'm going to love.
Sister Karan, she can bring that back up tomorrow, and we can start on part two. We'll get this eye now, inshallah.
And meanwhile, we can start doing some reading and some studying and come up with some answers.
There you go. There you go. So, alhamdulillah,
we'll close out. One of you close out, please.
Thank you, Sister Karan. Thank you for that knowledge there for us to learn and to research and to study on. Know exactly what to tell our children.
We'll close out, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. I speak virtue of Allah from Satan the rejected. Say he, Allah, the one and only, the eternal, the absolute. He begat him not, nor the begotten. Now listen at this now, and none is like the one. In Arabic, it says one. You don't see him. They go that one again. Not two, three.
I mean.
You can't
give Satan no room.
No, sir.
And stay safe. Let's work together, and be together. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they come out so long as too long. I keep on telling you, they don't want to mess with us. They're just talking. Or they're just jesting, as the law says.
That's true.